The rain was the hardest he'd ever known. Thorn staggered away from the watering hole, his paws clumsy in the thick mud, his fur sodden and dripping. He could barely see for the water that streamed down his forehead into his eyes. Frantically, he wiped it away over and over again. Even his nostrils were full of it. What happened? What happened? Great Mother died. That was what had happened. But it didn't matter how often he told himself. It still seemed unreal. How? Why? It didn't matter. The great parent of brave lands was dead, and she couldn't help Thorn now. He'd gone to the watering hole to ask for her advice, her assistance, her wisdom. And because there was no other creature who could help him, Great Mother would have known how to deal with Stinger Crownleaf, he was sure. The enormity of Stinger's crimes was more than any ordinary creature could comprehend. The devious baboon had murdered Bark Crownleaf, smashing her skull with a rock. He had poisoned Bark's successor, Grub, with scorpion venom, clearing the way for Stinger himself to lead Brightforest's troop. But when Thorn had confronted him, filled with righteous rage, Stinger had only laughed. His smirk still haunted Thorn, along with his certainty that he wouldn't be brought to justice. Do you see how far I will go to protect Brightforest's troop? Do you see how far I will go? Thorn had known exactly what Stinger meant. He'd have no hesitation in killing Thorn should he try to expose him to the troop. Thorn had had one chance to stop Stinger, one single place to look for help. Now Great Mother was dead, and Thorn was utterly alone. Dusk was a miserable gray fading of the daylight. There was no sunset, no golden rays to stream through the branches of tall trees. Thorn crouched on the sodden earth of the council glade, mud soaking into his fur as if it were forming a second skin. All of Brightforest's troop was gathered before the crown stone. Facing them were the council members and their retinues, who flanked the broad, pale stone itself. Every baboon, from infant to aged counselor, looked drenched and dejected, except for Stinger Crownleaf. He couldn't stop the rain, and he no doubt wasn't pleased about his wet fur, but at least he had the crown stone to perch on. "What do you think will happen, Thorn?" whispered Mud Lowleaf. Thorn squeezed his shoulder. His best friend had always been small, but with his fur soaked through to his hide, he looked scrawnier than ever. "I don't know, Mud," he murmured. "Nothing like this has ever happened before."
"I welcome you all."
Stinger's commanding voice drew everyone's attention. As the anxious chatter died away, he gazed around his troop with stern solemnity.
"As you know, I would usually meet here only with my counselors, but the events Bravelands has witnessed today are unprecedented. Never, in all the history of these lands, has a great parent been murdered."
Stinger raised his eyes to the sky and closed them, as if seeking aid from the Great Spirit itself.
"Together we must discuss what it means for us, for all of Brightforest's troop."
Every baboon craned forward, eager for Stinger's advice and wisdom. There was anxiety in their eyes, but also respect and trust. Thorn's spine felt cold. Just a day ago, I'd have looked at him like that.
"Mango," called Stinger, gesturing with a long-fingered paw. "You have been scouting for news. Tell us what you have discovered."
Mango Highleaf splashed forward through the mud and cleared her throat.
"My crown leaf, no one knows for sure what happened, but many animals say that the crocodiles killed Great Mother. The brute's tooth marks are on her body."
"That's appalling," cried Moss Middleleaf.
"Those savages,"
exclaimed Petal Goodleaf, her voice breaking with emotion. Stinger spread his paws.
"What do we expect of creatures who do not even follow the Great Parent?"